John Newton, Chief Economist for American Farm Bureau Federation.
John, you've been updating some of the numbers that you've been following when it comes to farm bankruptcies and what the current farm economy really has been doing in farm country. Can you share a little bit more about that update?
Well, I think everyone in 2018, going into the year, knowing where commodity prices were and where they were expected to go this year and where net farm income was projected to be this year, especially considering where it's been in years past, a lot of folks really anticipated for farm bankruptcies to accelerate in 2018. And what we've actually seen through the first half of 2018 is farm bankruptcies have actually declined relative to year-over-year levels. For the first half of the year, Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies were 251 cases. That's down 26 cases from what we saw over the same time period in 2017.
If you dive a little bit into where these bankruptcies are happening, what are some of the hotbeds or even the commodities of farms that are making that declaration?
Well, we're not able to really see commodity by commodity from the U.S. court records, but we can see regionally what's happening is we're seeing bankruptcies were higher, especially across the Corn Belt, Wisconsin, New York, down into Georgia and Texas. We did see Chapter 12 bankruptcy levels. Those were the states with the highest levels in the country. And if you look just year-over-year changes, bankruptcies are higher across the Corn Belt in Wisconsin and New York. And that likely reflects the poor environment that we've seen on crop prices as well as dairy prices this year.
Some of these numbers do pull into effect maybe the pork industry or when we started to see some of that trade retaliation. Any thoughts on what's been happening since June and how that futures market might impact the business?
Well, I think, you know, certainly going forward, lower prices that growers, whether they're raising livestock, milk and cows, or growing corn, soybeans, wheat across America's heartland, lower prices are definitely going to impact their financial condition going forward. We'll continue to monitor these caseload statistics to see what farm bankruptcies look like the rest of the year. But, you know, in this current environment, I think there's a lot of things that farmers can do to try to weather this low-price environment and avoid bankruptcy, restructuring their debt, sitting down and talking with their lender, finding ways to cut costs and be more efficient are all things that farmers can do before ultimately bankruptcy would be the last option.
At the same time, a lot of people following that dairy industry with more farms closing in some of those upper Midwest states. Do you think the two are tied together, or could you expand a little bit more, particularly with dairy?
Well, we don't have any numbers yet on the number of dairy farms that have closed over the last 6 to 12 months. I think USDA most recently updated dairy farm operation numbers for 2017. But you're right, anecdotally, we are hearing a lot of stories about dairy farmers closing their doors, dairy farmers in the Southeast that were impacted by some of those plant closures, or dairy farms in the Northeast that are really facing a supply-demand imbalance. And whether or not that's really linked to bankruptcy, maybe at some farms just taking an opportunity to get out of the business and selling their farm and selling their cows and avoiding bankruptcy. So we'll have to monitor that situation closely as the rest of the year unfolds.
Any other comments to wrap us up with some of these new numbers?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen the numbers for the first half of 2018. We know that they're lower. That doesn't mean that things are better. There's a whole lot of uncertainty on the price side around all of these trade situations. The crop is still in the ground and growing, so we don't know yet what Mother Nature is going to deliver to us. So we'll continue to monitor these financial indicators. And I think the other big thing to wait for is August 30th, USDA is going to update their expectations for net farm income in 2018. And so at that point in time, we'll be able to sit down, really look at what the net farm income situation is and tie it back to what's happening in this bankruptcy data.